The Letter to the Hebrews, Chapter 2. So we must pay the closest attention to the preaching we heard, lest we drift away. If words spoken through angels became law, and all disobedience or neglect received its due reward, how could we now escape if we neglect such powerful salvation? For the Lord himself announced it first, and it was later confirmed by those who heard it. God confirmed their testimony by signs, wonders, and miracles of every kind, especially by the gifts of the Holy Spirit that he distributed according to his will. The angels were not given dominion over the new world of which we are speaking. Instead, someone declared in Scripture, "What is man that you should be mindful of him? What is the son of man that you should care for him? For a while you placed him a little lower than the angels, but you crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over all things." When it is said that God gave him dominion over all things, nothing is excluded. As it is, we do not yet see his dominion over all things. But Jesus, who suffered death and for a little while was placed lower than the angels, has been crowned with honor and glory. For the merciful plan of God demanded that he experience death on behalf of everyone. God, from whom all come and by whom all things exist, wanted to bring many children to glory, and he thought it fitting to make perfect through suffering the initiator of their salvation. So he who gives and those who receive holiness are one. He himself is not ashamed of calling us brothers and sisters, as we read, "Lord, I will proclaim your name to my brothers. I will praise you in the congregation." He also says, "I will trust in God. Here I am and the children God has given me." And because all those children share one same nature of flesh and blood, Jesus likewise had to share this nature. This is why his death destroyed the one holding the power of death, that is the devil, and freed those who remained in bondage all their lifetime because of the fear of death. Jesus came to take by the hand not the angels, but the human race. So he had to be like his brothers and sisters in every respect, in order to be the high priest, faithful to God and merciful to them, a priest able to ask pardon and atone for their sins. Having been tested through suffering, he is able to help those who are tested.